Welcome, everyone, to the One Life Maps podcast. This is Sharon Swing. It is February 2023, and you are going to be introduced into a new podcast called the Real Life Process Podcast in this episode because we have some exciting transitions to talk about to steward and grow, listen to my life into the future. We're going to be joining forces with Teresa McCloy and Lindsay Sturte, and we are going to be bringing some new life to what is going on with Listen to My Life and introduce you to some new and great tools. So here is an episode of the Real Life Process Podcast.
Well, welcome everyone to our conversation today. My name is Teresa McCloy, and I'm very excited to be facilitating this conversation with my friends Sharon Swing from One Life Map, Sybil Towner from One Life Maps, and Lindsay Sturkey from here at the Real Life Process. So, welcome everyone.
Good to be with you all.
It is a privilege to be a part of this call.
Hi, it's so good to be here.
So we're excited to dive in and just share from both perspectives here today in this conversation. We all four have quite stories together of both personal and professional connections, both from both of our organizations, from One Life Maps and from the Real Life Process. So the four of us are going to come together and just share with you some exciting things that are happening here in 2023 between our two organizations. Now, let me set this up a little bit. We don't know all the details. We're not even sure how some of the things we're sharing with you today will work out, but we know that God is in it, and we know it's a part of His plan. And we are excited for what we're about to share with you and how things are going to come together. We've been in the loop of this for several months, actually, and working on the back end. And so we are going to share with you today that the Real Life Process, where Lindsay and I are a part of in that organization, and One Life Maps, where Sharon and Sybil are a part of and founders of, are joining together. And we're going to unpack for you a little bit of exactly what that looks like in what we know so far. So, Sharon, why don't I invite you in to just say a little bit about how this has come together and how you and Sybil are leaning in and what the conversations have been so far.
Well, One Life Maps is an organization that was founded to help people engage in a process called Listen to My Life, Maps for Recognizing and Responding to God in My Story. And we have been doing this for almost 22 years since we started, Sybil and I started the conversation that put this process in motion. And now thousands of people around the world have engaged in this life mapping process called Listen to My Life. And it has been a tremendous honor and joy to watch what has happened as people have engaged in the process and facilitators have got involved in sharing the materials with others, and many of those people are coaches and counselors, spiritual directors, and small group leaders and church professionals. And we have been kind of in a front row seat to a lot of life change happening over the years as people engage in visually mapping their life story. And so that's how we have come to the point now of after 20 some years. I've been running the business side as well as doing facilitating and teaching and all. And it is time for me to have a shift to do things in a way that is more in alignment with who I've made to be. And running the back end of a business is not what I want to do for the next decade or so of my life. So we needed to find a new home. And we found a partnership with the Real Life Process. And Teresa McCloy and her team. And Teresa is not a stranger to us. Mm-hmm. And so, Teresa, how did you come across Listen to My Life to start out with?
Oh, that's a great question, Sharon. So actually, I was introduced to Listen to My Life by Sybil. I was part of a spiritual formation community, and Sybil was serving as a spiritual director there. And of course, the packet of maps was on the resource table. And that was the first introduction that I had to them. It was, I think, if I'm remembering right, probably back in 2015. And then, of course, as I did some spiritual direction training with Sybil in her program, I, again, I've gone through the maps and I've used them all of my life throughout them. I've taken groups through them, facilitated those types of things. But Sybil, I want you to jump in here, if you would, and just, you know, sharing with our listeners on both of the podcasts that we're sharing on, just where you are at in this process and how we've come to this. And I love the word that Sharon presented to me when we first started having these conversations about us helping to steward the tool forward. So Sybil, why don't you share with us for just a minute as well?
Well, when you think of the word steward, it indicates that there's an entrustment. And when I think of entrustment, we are entrusted with our stories. And none of our stories is a perfect story. So we are entrusted to steward it in ways of exploring it, because a lot of us fall asleep to our stories. A lot of us take portions of our stories and try to cancel them or delete them. And so this particular process invites us to really engage all of our story. And it is so different, particularly in the Christian community that has focused on your testimony, which is a part of your story. And it often is focused on how you came to Christ, and that whatever was before that is gone, done. And then it feels like, although I don't think it is the total intention, but that life from then on will be up and to the right. And the problem is, you take all of that past with you, and that a conversion or an expression of relationship with Christ, whether it was early or in our adult years, is really an invitation into the process of really receiving all of who we are and all of who He is. So it's really all about a relationship. And a relationship of love with God, a relationship of love with ourselves, a relationship of love with others. And so that's a part of stewardship, is actually not using not only ourselves, not using God or using others. It's actually deeply relating to one another in life-giving ways that then deepen relationships and bring healing and wholeness and real peace, which to me extends the reign of the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Sybil, for sharing with us. And just that idea of stewardship, when Sharon and I first started some conversations together, I have to say I was a little overwhelmed emotionally by just the offer to be a steward of this tool that's been so transformational in my own life, and just how that, you know, to have the opportunity to say, how can we carry this forward with what we have at the Real Life Process, and how those two things kind of partner together. So Lindsay, I'd love to invite you into the conversation. And Lindsay currently serves at the Real Life Process as part of our marketing director and kind of oversees all of that for us. But as we come in and begin to steward this product forward, Lindsay is actually going to be at the helm of how this all comes kind of under our umbrella here with using the tool. And so Lindsay, I just would love to hear from you how you see these two tools kind of working together, and then we'll kind of come back around to everyone else in that conversation. But share from us from your perspective, Lindsay.
It's so cool to me to see all the connections between not only our organizations, but the people within them. Years ago, in my early 20s, I did an internship at a church that Sybil happened to be at as well. And I got to sit under some of her teaching and experience some of the maps. Didn't know fully what they were at the time, but got to kind of use those as part of my own spiritual formation journey. And so I love seeing the connection of not only our teams, but the people within them and how there's just so much overlap, which is such a cool thing. But I really see with the maps and the process, they go so well together because the maps really take a deep inner look, as Sybil was sharing, about our story and how that intersects with what God is doing in our past, our present, and our future. And it's really looking at the deeper layers of kind of what God's revealing about our own life. And the Real Life Process is really giving you tools on, okay, so if I know who I am, that being side that we talk about a lot, who God has created me to be in my own life, how do I live that out in my everyday life, in my personal relationships, in my work, in the way I set up my calendar, in my rhythms, routines, how do I actually live that out? And so I feel like they connect so well together because you're taking that deeper inner look, but then you're also asking the question, how do I then translate that into the doing side and how I show up in my everyday life? And so it's just so cool to see how those two pair together so well.
Thanks, Lindsay, for sharing with us. And Sharon, why don't you share a little bit how you see that the two things, because as we share out this podcast, right, we know that we're sharing it in both places. We're sharing it with our audience, and we're sharing it with the One Life Maps audience. So the Real Life Process, the One Life Maps, how they're coming together. So Sharon, what have you seen that you see where the two pieces come together?
Well, I think what is so exciting, it's there's such a great dovetail between the two processes.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And there's this intentionality behind both of them to be spiritually formed and living that out for the good of others in the world. Mm-hmm. And, but it, coming from a place of saying, who did God make me to be? And how did he make me to live in the world? And what's my lingering question at this stage in my life? And so many times we don't, this lingering question piece just kind of goes underground and we don't really know what question we're really working on. So we're not even sure what to talk to God about in the midst of that. And then we get distracted by all these things that can detour us in life to maybe take on things that are less than or different than who we were made to be and the best good we can do in this next season of our life. And people that are thinking that they are at a crossroads in life of some sort where they need to take a pause and figure some stuff out, you've got these two tools. You've got the life mapping process of listen to my life. And then you've got the Real Life Process that, and in fact, it doesn't matter which one you come to first.
Exactly.
The other one can be exponentially beneficial. If you come to listen to my life first and take kind of the inner journey piece and the spiritual formation piece and get a clearer picture of who God made you to be and what perspectives you were handed in life just by where you were born. And the parents you had and their perspectives and how you saw life to be supposed to be or what marriage was supposed to be or what productive work was looked like or how am I valued as a human being and what kind of people are valued, all those kinds of things we were handed you know, who is God and what does he look like and how do we interact with him? All those things get handed to us in some way, shape, or form. And mm-hmm. then we go on the journey of actually figuring it out for ourselves. And Listen to My Life can do that. But then you've got the real life process where you're trying to actually put wheels on that in terms of figuring out who you are in terms of the Enneagram, which is a whole different lens into the mm-hmm. process. Then you've got the productivity tools that say, okay, then how do I organize my life to actually make some of this stuff happen? And depending on which way you come from, it doesn't really
it
matter
doesn't.
Which one comes first.
And I love that. I love how, as I've worked with the maps for a long time and then developed my process actually in so many ways from the maps. I mean, in so many ways, the maps were a guiding tool for me as part of the spiritual formation work I was doing. And so many of the things, you know, from the way I'm wired in my personality to say, okay, I've discovered all of this. Now, how do I put it into, and the term that I use through the real life process is into a new rule of life, a new modern day rule of life. And so, Sybil, I'd love to invite you back into that conversation of kind of that transition of going from here I am in my being, and then now I'm going to take it out into everyday life, that Romans 12, 1 and 2 passage of, you know, in my eating, my sleeping, my everyday life, how am I going to form what was formed in me? How am I going to take it out into the doing side? Would you speak to that for just a little bit?
Well, as I look at how does it go from being to doing, it's not a clean line, I be and I do. It's really a back and forth. Mm-hmm. And so the first part of that being is uncovering that I am a beloved daughter of the Most High God and be listening for him, because that's what got a bit lost in, I would say, every one of our lives. And that's the ground of our being, to recognize there was never a day that we were not beloved. And so out of that, and doing the sorting, which is the forgiveness, which is the receiving who we are with the gifts that we have and the gifts that we don't have, our strengths and our weaknesses. And then the listening that comes from listening to God, from listening to others, from listening to ourselves, there is an expression for us in the world that we live in, wherever we live, to extend the reign and the goodness of the kingdom of God. Mm. And to me, that's just an ongoing process.
I agree. It's the back and forth. And I love how you say that. It's the, you know, I come back to the tool of the maps often, usually at least once, if not twice a year. And then I take the process that we have, the real life process, and put it into kind of those practical, you know, wheels on the bus, as Sharon said, places. And that's the beauty of how we see these tools that we're talking about coming together. I'd like to move a little bit, and Lindsay, if you'll come back into this conversation, because whether you're listening on from one side of the street or the other, from the One Life Map side, and you know that tool well, and you're like, wow, never heard of the process, or you're listening from the process and going, wow, I've never heard of the maps. What's going to kind of change in this, or what's not going to change? Because I'd just like for you to address that even as you come in and kind of lead us forward in this, as to what's going to be the same and what's going to be different for these two organizations.
Well, from the outside perspective, not a whole lot will look different right now. Whatever community that you're a part of, you're not going to see drastic changes. Both websites will still be there. If you're used to getting the maps from onelifemaps.com, you can still go there and access your resources. All of that is still going to be there for you. most of the changes that are occurring, especially right now, are behind the scenes that we as a team here at the Real Life Process are learning about the logistics, the operations, the day-to-day things of how One Life Maps works, how we get those in your hands, how we make sure that you have what you need. And so we're really just kind of learning the ropes behind the scenes right now. And so we do ask for your grace and your patience as we kind of take some of that stuff on. But a lot of that is happening behind the scenes. Those of you in the One Life Maps community, and a lot of you already know this, have been told this in your meetings, but if you are involved in the facilitator equipping calls for One Life Maps or the deeper conversations, book discussion with Sybil, Sharon, and Joan, and those who work with them will continue to lead those. That's not going to change for you. So a lot of the things that you experience will still feel the same. We are in conversations about how do we get these tools to more people? How do we give you more training, both virtual and in person, so that we can equip you to use all of these resources that we have, both for yourself and maybe also in the work that you do. And so we're excited about the potential for that. So if you're part of One Life Maps community, we'd encourage you check out the Real Life Process website, see what tools and resources we have. And if you're on the Real Life Process, check out the One Life Maps website. I feel like both places have so many good tools and resources for you. And we want to make sure that you continue to have access to that. And that as time moves forward, that you get access to even more ways to equip both yourself and maybe in to help you in the work that you do.
I want to say this, and then I think Sybil had something she wanted to share as well, but we are excited. So Lindsay is going to be kind of, you know, the day-to-day operations for our side of things, along with some others on our team, as we help bring the One Life Maps into some new places and some other places. But we're excited about even some live events that we hope to plan later on this fall. And Sharon and Sybil and Joan will be a part of those, and whether it's all of them or a few of them or whatever, and others. And so we are anticipating some great things in the next year to 18 months. And I love what you said, Lindsay, of just, we hope nothing changes for you and that you don't experience most of it's going to be going on behind the scenes. I did just publish a book back in November of 2022, whenever you're listening to this podcast as we record here in 2023. And actually another connection of that was Sybil was kind enough to come alongside and write the foreword for that book. And the title of the book is Do What Matters, Live From Rest, Not Rush. And that is so much of just the beauty of what God offers us in rest. And from both of these tools that we've talked about, how we can lean into that and say, I want to live from an internal place, not an external place, but an internal place where God lives and where he is. So Sybil, I think you had something else that you wanted to share as well as we were talking there.
Well, I just, in listening to Lindsay speak, I just felt a part of what she was really saying was this actually is about relationship. And we are relationship with one another, and particularly in our two organizations. And when you talk about process, this is not a process that has a destination. Quote from Gwen Thomas that goes, the beauty is in the walking. We are betrayed by destinations. And in the scriptures, it talks about maturing, growing, and this continuous process. And I think we have this idea that somehow we'll arrive and all will be well. No, we keep going back and forth. And so we have a line that we use, that we've used in the One Life Maps, that the more you know of God, the more you know of yourself, the more you know of yourself, the more you know of God. Mm-hmm. It's a present perfect movement. And so anyway, I'm 82. I feel like I'm a bit of yet of a beginner and learning a number of things afresh and using those things I've learned before, but they have a little refreshed look to them. Practice change. You don't arrive at one practice and say that's the practice till the end of life. No, they shift and change and grow and develop.
I love that. And I think that's one of the beauties of these, both of these tools, is that they were both designed to, as you were just talking, Sybil, to be used for more in-depth every time, for more discovery, for more growth, for more of what God is inviting you to. The process that we have here, the four components that we walk through, are not a once and done. You know, they're a deeper discovery. That's something that our facilitators say all the time is, gosh, now that I've been using it for a year or two, every time I come back, God invites me to something deeper, some more discovery about myself. And I would say, Sharon, you're the community that you and Sybil have built in One Life Maps would say the exact same thing. Every time, God has more for me in it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the spiritual life is a daily and hourly and moment by moment kind of thing about being self-aware and God-aware. And then practically, purposefully moving in the direction where God leads.
Mm.
And that's where these two tools come together, the real life process and listen to my life. And I think it is about making the most of the time we have here on the face of the earth. Energetically expressing who God made us to be under his power and direction. Mm. And that's always going to have something to do with getting better at loving others.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to have something to do with making the world a little better place somehow or another.
Mm.
And it doesn't really matter what assignment you practically have at a given time. Some people aren't in a situation where their profession can express that in the mm-hmm. in the essence of what they do, but how they go about what they do is the expression of God living in them and through them. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's just a lot of potential. I'm just really hoping that the people that have been engaged and listened to my life over the years will engage in the real life process, and the people that have engaged in the real life process will choose to engage and listen to my life.
Yes.
And those of the that have been facilitating one or the other will add the other to to their toolbox.
And we are, and you know, as we wrap up today, like the four of us could talk and share for quite some time because we are relational and yeah. we love the relationship piece. We're going into this with open and trusting hearts, and we're planning and we're discerning and we're doing all of those things, but we're going in really on a trust of a stewardship of two tools that we think can come together and be just beautiful work for whatever part and season and things that you need. I always often say, you know, in your tool belt, what do you need as God has you doing work within the world as mentors, as spiritual coach, as spiritual directors, as coaches, as just people that are looking for ways for those deeper relationships. So I just want to thank each of you as I've gotten to facilitate this call that will be shared with our audiences. So Sharon, Sybil, Lindsay, thank you for joining me. I'm so excited about where we are heading with all of this. And I'm trusting that we don't have to have all the things figured out. Just know that nothing is really changing, but yet there is much ahead as we travel this road together. So thank you, ladies, for being with us today for this conversation.
Thank you, guys. So good to be together.
A beautiful gift to listen in to what is unfolding.
Mm.